Now, coming into the fire season, it is important, of course, to make sure that you've got your vegetation in order. And you can't have any trees hanging over or near any power lines. And that makes sense, but there are plenty of residents in the Perth Hills who are pretty unhappy with the way Western Power is going about enforcing those rules. Dan Bennison is one of them. He is a resident in Helena Valley, and he got in touch with us yesterday about this. Dan, good morning. Can you tell us what happened to you?
Hi, Nard. Thanks, mate. What happened? Well, our street had the trees tagged that were nearing the lines or within the 2.5 metre zone. So I'm a gardener, so I was like, right, as soon as you got the notice and the blue tags, I did my next door neighbours and my place. And I was like, oh, well, I'll go extreme, you know, so it's not going to be an issue the following year. So it was one red gum on my fence line, and it was probably 0.5 metre that needed to come off, but I went nuts. So fast forward 1.5 months later, I get an invoice in my mailbox for $419 for trimming.
So you'd already trimmed the tree, and then are you saying that Western Power contractors then trimmed the tree again?
Well, that's right. So this is the way it works, right? So the inspector comes along and will tag the tree and write like a little notice and give it to you in the mailbox.
Yep.
And then they have, you've got 40 days, it says, but in the fine print, they can come at any stage in that 40 days. So it's better to act quickly. And it's up to the contractor to decide whether they're going to proceed with a trim or not. So I couldn't believe it. I looked at it. I thought, no one's been here, because I trimmed everything and I didn't think they could get access to my tree because I got stuff on the verge, some mulch and have you. Yep. And so I asked for the photos. I don't know if you've seen the photos.
I have.
And I was like, oh, great. So I said to the lady once I got the photos, I said, be honest with me. Do you really think that was necessary? Taking off like 3 branches from way above the line, that's not even close. And there was a big awkward pause on the line. And she said, look, we'll put this through for a review. But this was after like 6 or 7 phone calls later, and also getting emails saying that I did have to pay, otherwise it would get escalated and all this sort of thing. Like, it's just a really hard process to go through. I was never going to pay it, so I was going to follow it through to the end. But, you know, other people I've spoken to were just like, oh, it's not even worth the hassle, you know. So if you look at the photos, they were there for 8 minutes and they've charged $419. So,
and are you allowed to trim your own tree?
Well, I assume so.
Because it is the verge tree.
It's not a verge tree. It's on my side of the fence.
Okay. That wasn't obvious to me. I'm sorry. All right. So Western Power have come along, the contractor, and looked and said, okay, these are the houses on this street that have got these notices, so these are the ones we have to trim because they've got a notice. So is your suspicion they've done that regardless
of whether
you've trimmed it or not?
Yeah, what they've done is they've gone to all the places that had a notice issued and they've done the barest minimum. Instead of saying, oh, okay, that's obviously been done, and I don't know if there's any way for them to tell, or on the notice it hasn't said, you know, ring up if you've trimmed. They've just come along and gone, okay, are we going to work 8 minutes and charge $419? Yes. And then they've come along and they've done it to my next door neighbour, myself, and then they just progress down the street. And then you look at the verge trees, like the council trees, and they are growing through the power line. So Western Power will say, oh, it's a safety thing. Well, yeah, fair enough. But most of us here in the hills, we look after each other and we look after our own properties. It just seems like it's not a really good system for the homeowner. You know, it's great for the contractor. Like, if I could charge that, I'd love that contract. The contractor, it's in their interest to go ahead and take 3 branches off and see what happens. That's pretty much what's happening up here in the hills.
And that's unfair.
I think it is, yeah. Especially, like, what annoyed me was I did it on the day, and I did my neighbour, he's 70 plus with a bung leg. I did his, I actually took his whole tree out that was close. So I don't know, he's going through the same process at the moment. And I mean, I'm running a business too, so it's just an absolute waste of my time.
And $419 is a lot of money. So
right before Christmas, yeah.
Absolutely, Dan. Dan Bennison is a Helena Valley resident, our guest this morning. So Dan, your argument is those contractors should have looked, they should have moved on to the next house.
Obviously my job didn't need to progress because Western Power, after all the process, have said, fair enough, we'll cancel the invoice. So So instead of it getting to that stage, there needs to be a better process. So if the contractor comes, they're told by someone independent, yeah, go ahead, no, go ahead. The person that does the inspection, I'm not sure who they are, but they need to take a photo. If it's really bad, I can understand that. Mine really wasn't bad anyway. And if you had a before photo, before I trimmed, you could understand that I'd actually been there and taken, you know, half a trailer. Like, where my actual line is, there's a huge curve in the photo. That's where I've been. Yeah. And if you look at the regs, you don't have to go right up top 5 metres above the line if it's more than 2.5 metres away, which it is. If you actually have a look at the tree, you go, what? That's absolutely no problem at all. And I get the black cockies come and nest and eat in these trees. So I don't really want to chop it down. That's why we live in the hills.
Dan, stay on the line because Western Power's Paul Entwistle has been listening to this interview, this conversation, and he joins us now. Paul, good morning. Thanks for your time. What's going on here? This does sound a little unfair.
It looks like the invoice was issued because the contractor did do some supplemental work. So they take a before and after photograph of each of the trees. I don't want to talk too much about Dan's case, but I believe that when he questioned the invoice, that we've looked at the before and afters and said, yes, look, and we've cancelled and made void the invoice.
So you acknowledge the contractor was unfair in further trimming that tree and slapping a $400 invoice on Dan. You acknowledge that was not right?
No, what I acknowledge is that the contractor saw that there had to be some extra branches taken away, and by filling out the process manual, he has identified that he did some work, took the after photo, and then when we compared the before and after photos, we substantiated that Dan had done a majority of the work and that but the invoice was inappropriate to be issued.
But did that extra, the extra trimming by the contractor really need to be done?
In the contractor's view, yes. I don't have the specifics of how high up those branches were, but if they were above the power lines, then, and if they could have fallen, then the contractor has probably made a decision that they have to go as well. And because they did some work there, they got paid for it, which starts the invoicing process. And so, and Dan rightly questioned it, and you know, through our process of assessment of his query, we've supported his claim that it's not appropriate to invoice him the $419.
Are you now going through other invoices to see if others, like Dan's neighbour, Dan said he also did his neighbour's property, if others have been unfairly invoiced?
Well, if we get the inquiry, yes, most definitely. But I think we will probably have a look at the particular street. I think I've got the details from your producer, so we'll have a look at those. We do have to remind people that just because they've said that they've attended and cut back the trees to what they believe is safe, we still have to go out and inspect to make sure it is in compliance with the safe zone restriction areas. So when people cut it back, they may not cut it back properly. Mm-hmm. Their contractor that they get in privately to do it may not have done it properly or far enough back. So we will actually have to cut it back to make sure that there is no potential for interference to the network and therefore, you know, the potential for an unplanned outage from, you know, tree branches hitting lines.
Yeah, look, and there's no doubt. I mean, this trimming needs to be done. There's a serious safety issue here. I guess, you know, Dan's, you know, understandably, Dan, who is a gardener, mind you, said, I trimmed it. I trimmed it to the rules, did my neighbours, and feels that he's been unfairly targeted. I do appreciate your time on this, Paul. What about vegetation on the verge? Residents can't trim those back, can they?
No, that is interesting. We would encourage anybody who sees trees that on the verge that they believe are too close to power lines to give us a call. We'll go out and have a look. It's just like reporting a potential fault elsewhere on the network. If you think there are trees outside of your property in common area that could impact the lines, call us and we'll go out and have a look, and we will issue a notice if it's indeed within the safety areas, we will issue a notice for compliance of safety zones.
Paul Entwistle, I do appreciate your time this morning. He's from Western Power.